Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rivera exchanging punches.
And now, the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
And we have a winner. The first overall pick in the 2015 NHL draft belongs to the Edmonton Oilers.
The number 8 selection in the 2017 NHL draft belongs to the Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo, back 2 positions. Buffalo will pick 8.
The first overall selection in the 2018 NHL draft belongs to the Buffalo Sabres. The number 7 overall selection in the 2019 NHL draft belongs to the Buffalo Sabres.
So the Buffalo Sabres slipped 2 spots from 5 to 7.
The number 8 overall selection in the 2020 NHL draft belongs to the Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo has selected in the top 8 in each of the last 7 drafts.
Yeah, welcome. A franchise-changing day, draft lottery day, ladies and gentlemen, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Joining us for the main event, Rob Ray, first round, first overall pick in the NHL draft. What year was that, Razor?
I think I was 96 overall in 88.
96 overall in 88. Riv, you were don't tell me.
Fifth round, and I was – Alex McGillney was the first, and I was the second in fifth round.
Back in the day where they still had tube skates.
Yep.
Already starting.
Yep.
I like it. What pick were you, Riv?
68. In 1992.
All right.
It wasn't so good.
Yes, it was good. And I'll tell you why, Robert. Well, in 1992.
That means there's 67 other guys went ahead of you. So
in 1992 was called my draft year was called the European Invasion. And that was the first year that there was an extreme amount of European players that were drafted in the first and second and third and beyond. And it was the first year in the NHL that there was a massive amount of European players that were picked. So everybody got pushed back. I was ranked number 62, and there was players that were ranked around me that went in the 6th and 7th round because everybody got pushed back because all the European players that came in.
Rob, who went first overall in your draft?
Madonna.
Okay. Riv, nice. Who went first?
Roman Hammerlick.
Okay. Mine was Vincent LeCavalier. All of them pretty unbelievable picks. So draft lottery tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Riv, do you have it ready?
I do.
Craig has the duty. Craig's doing the duty. We're going to do draft simulator here to start off the day, to kick off the festivities.
We start the show. We have all of these years that the Sabres. So what was it? 7 years in a row that the Sabres have picked in the top 8.
Yes.
Okay. And it seems like every year the Sabres move down. The Sabres were supposed to pick 5, but this year they picked 7. The Sabres were supposed to pick 7, but this year they moved to 8. The Sabres were supposed to pick number 1 overall, but moved to number 2. But today...
Is it our day?
It is not our day, but we are picking 2nd overall. Detroit moved up, and they are picking number 1.
So, let me ask you this. This is the scenario where, you know, you have, you know, the draft lottery and everything to, you know, try to prevent tanking, right? But then here you have, and this is a year where the Sabres actually finished last and deserve the 1st overall pick, in my opinion. You know, like from the injuries to the COVID to the coaching struggles to, you know, just kind of everything.
Your top player, your franchise player.
They finished dead last. Like they, I hate to, you know, do you say earned it? Earned it is kind of an interesting term to use, but I mean, they deserve the 1st over. Now, last year, you bring in your
other second line or your first, you pay a guy $8 million. He scores in the first game of the year. We're going to order the rings. And then he doesn't score for 35 games.
So I can't tell if you're arguing against me or with me.
I totally agree. I mean,
what do you think, Rob?
That we deserve it?
That you just want to see the last place team get the 1st pick overall, just like football does it. I mean,
the problem being with that, PD, that is some attention to the league. It's a big super night they're planning here tonight on television. Let's get some ratings, get some faces to the game. There's a lot of things that go along with it on the business side that having a lottery like this attracts an awful lot of attention. So I don't think it's ever going to go back to, hey, you finished last, so you get 1st pick. No, because there's too much money out there that can be absorbed in by having something like this. And plus, it keeps the NHL more into the talking points on sports shows and stuff like that leading up to this draft and after it. So I think it's a good move on the NHL. I know it kind of sucks because we've been in this position where, you know, you deserve been there, I don't know, for that 1st pick, but nevertheless, I think it's great. I think it's great marketing, great business for the NHL and every other league that does it.
Is Kevin Adams kind of sitting in a pretty nice spot, I guess, so to speak, his first year as general manager? He's able, you know, you look at the moves he was able to make last year in the off season. Obviously it didn't work out. Okay. That's one thing, but now you sit and you look and yeah, he's got the Jack situation going on, but if he were to trade Jack Samaristo, he's going to acquire a lot, but he's also sitting here with a top 3 pick and we'll know tonight, but a top 3 pick in the NHL draft. I mean, if you're a young general manager, you got to be thinking, you're going to be able to acquire some nice assets here. I mean, let's just start with the draft lottery, no matter what. He's going to be happy whether it's 1, 2, or 3.
I think it's a great position to be in, yes. And I think that you're making your decision out of, you know, 5 guys right now instead of, 35 guys. That if you're farther down the ring, you know, at the end of the first round, you're making it a much tougher decision. But on the other hand, too, I think that Kevin has got so much on his plate here right now that this is kind of helping him out a little bit, that, you know, you're not sitting there and you happen to beat your brains over, you know, figuring out what guy you want to take. I would think right now they'd already have it planned out. If they're 1st, if they're 2nd, if they're 3rd, whatever it may be, then, you know, they pretty much know who they'd like to take in that scenario, because you're picking out of probably the top 5 guys. But if you're farther down, it would be much harder. But I think in his case right now, he'd welcome it, because it's taken a lot off his plate right now to have to worry about.
Instigators, WGR550 and MSG, Rob Ray joining us here. Draft lottery today. We'll talk playoffs. We'll talk some more Maple Leafs at 10:30. Talks about Mitch Marner being traded. What's going on over there? But we'll get into that. And just sounds like craziness. I do care. It's good hockey.
That was the only game we have 2 hours. So far was that game the other night, game 7. First game that I've watched in the playoffs.
Good commitment.
And you sat there with a giggle because you're getting texts from everybody back home. Everybody. They gave up. They shut the TV off. They after the first period. They're done. That's how hard it hit them, and you just love to see it. Oh. Makes you feel better about yourself, doesn't it? Our situation?
Well,
I did for a while anyways. I had a smile on my face.
Well, I'll ask you this because I sent out a Twitter poll yesterday. Don't answer it now. I'll ask you this. Answer it at 10:30, but who had the more disappointing season? This question, courtesy of the great Craig Rive. Who had the more disappointing season, Sabres or Leafs? Don't answer it. Don't answer it yet.
Easy.
Save it for 10:30. Instigators, we're talking about the draft lottery tonight. Craig, you love to play general manager. And Razor actually loves to shoot down your thoughts sometimes. So this is a perfect scenario. Do you think Kevin Adams is weighing every scenario as to what to do with this pick? Obviously, who he'd take at 1, 2, or 3. I'm sure he's probably weighed this out a million different directions. But what about trading the pick? Is that something that you think he could be looking at doing or considering, or is that not something he's considering just yet?
Well, I will tell you this, I love nothing more than to sit here and discuss with all you guys. We have a lot of fun doing it. We call it the whiteboard. There's players that are going in, there's players that are going out, and it's just a really fun thing to try and think of the cap and the money's coming in, money going out. I'm going to tell you right now, I do not envy what Kevin Adams is going to have to go through in the next number of months. Okay. No. This guy for a first time GM, he's a young man. He's a great hockey mind, but he has got a tremendous, and I mean tremendous amount of stuff on his plate. And it starts here tonight with the draft lottery. And then it's going to go into the expansion draft and what has to be tinkered around with there. Then it goes to the NHL draft. Then it goes to free agency. What do we want to do? Are there players that we can sign? Maybe a Blake Coleman, maybe a Barkley Goudreau, just to name a few gentlemen. And then it's what happens with Jack? What happens with Jack Eichel? Does he have the surgery? Does he not have the surgery? Does Jack Eichel file, grievance?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do with Sam Reinhart? You know, is he going to be re-signed to a long-term contract? Is he going to be traded? Rasmus Ristolainen's the same thing. You got to deal with the goaltending and Linus Stallmark. You haven't got a coach yet. You're doing... There is
that it? Is that it? That's it?
That's it.
It just...
And the little bit of hair that Kevin still has, it's going to be...
The minor thing right now, the minor thing is trying to sign Rasmus Dahlin to a contract.
Yeah.
Your franchise defenseman. And so I'm sitting here and we as fans and we... that talk about hockey for our job. We are looking at this draft lottery and we're pressing the button, the simulator every day because we want to make sure that they get picked first overall. Do you honestly think he cares whether we pick first or third? It's the least of his worries right now with what he has to do with this team and the focus.
Yeah, but you know what though? But it's the draft pick is a nice, it's a nice knowing that you have that in your back pocket and something to at least to look forward to, because everything else is going to be a normal GM grind.
Yeah. But Petey, the thing is, everything that he's got on his plate that Rives just explained, it's not something that you put him in a priority. Okay. I got this done. Let's move to the next one. You can't do that. They're all happening at the same time. Like there is
Jack Eichel's situation.
5, 6, 7 things on his plate right now.
It's crazy.
It's right there. It's not, okay, he'll get the draft done tonight. We'll pick our kid, or, you know, and down the road. And, okay, we're going to pick. And then we'll move to this. And then we'll move.
Wait, do You've I sound like a coach going on like right I'm now? Downplaying
you're dealing
it?
With Jack right now. You're dealing with the draft right now. You're dealing with who you're going to.
The expansion draft.
You're all losing a player.
Stuff is happening right now. Plus, your phone is probably ringing off the hook every day because guys are constantly trying to set themselves up for things, and you're dealing with all that. You need 35 guys down there to stay on top of everything that's happening right now. That's how much is going on.
This is a first time GM.
Yes.
Who's trying to make these decisions and figure out, you know, what comes first. And you don't really know what comes first.
No.
Because they're all at one time. We're talking about the draft lottery pick.
So who today, cares? so on this so, day so today, Kevin, tell me this.
Kevin is Kevin is going to go from probably the least experienced general manager in the NHL right now. And in 2-3 months from now, he could be considered one of the most experienced general managers in the NHL because he is going through things right now that a lot of general managers out there have never had to deal with.
Yes, sir.
Some of them are doing it for the first time too, but they're more experienced than what he is. So it's you're going to hit on some and you're going to make mistakes along the way. Cause
well, I think the Jack scenario would throw any general manager for a loop, first year GM or 20 year GM.
Just
I don't
that care. Alone. Just that
the Jack alone. Thing. And then it was Sam to go along with it, Risto and whatever else that we don't know about that's going on, you know, behind it as well. Dude, there's a lot. There's a
instigators,
lot.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Yeah, it's going to be quite an off season. There's no question. And I know it's already begun, but I mean, I don't know that it even begins tonight. Just you get a little more information and I guess, you know, guideline as to what your draft is going to look like. And you can maybe start planning a little more directly for that pick in particular. But so you don't think that he's able to enjoy this day at all? I mean, you know, like I sit here and I think not so much from my perspective, but if I were the general manager of a team, then you factor in everything you guys just mentioned and maybe it takes away from it a little bit, but I'd be sitting there and I'd be really trying to enjoy this moment because a top three pick. And I don't know a ton about the players, Riv. I know you have a little more information about the players that could be drafted in the top three, but a top three pick as a first year general manager going into your second year really helps your team. If it pans out.
Yeah, but you know what, as Craig said earlier, if he all of a sudden doesn't get the pick that he wants right tonight, just say, and Craig, as he said, you consider moving that pick. You think, you know where you could set your team up? I'm just throwing this out as a scenario. If you're going to move Jack, you're going to move Sam, say you're Risto, and you've got a top three overall pick to fire off out there to teams to say, hey, you know how you could set this team up possibly? I'm just using it as a scenario. I'm not saying it's happening. Don't you think that you could stock the cupboard?
Well, let me ask you this. So let's just go right now. An extremely young defense corps, with Rasmus Dahlin, Joakim Harju, Matthias Samuelsson. These guys are 21 and 22. You got a Will Borgen who's going to play his first year, full season next year. I mean, you have your top four and they're extremely young. You still have Jacob Bryson in the pipeline. He's 23 years old. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to be picking most likely, if you're picking in the top two picks, you're going to be picking most likely Owen Power, number one overall. And the number two overall guy is going to be Simo Advidsson from Sweden. And these two guys are exceptionally good. Okay. They're both very big. Owen Power, who is silky smooth. He's 6'5.5". He's 215 pounds. He's a great skater. He's a great puck mover. He's not necessarily a defenseman like Cale Makar or Rasmus Dahlin that's going to put up probably 50, 60 points plus every year they play, but he is going to be like a Victor Hedman type player. Okay. He is going to be very good, solid defensively. He's going to be very solid offensively, but he may not put up the massive numbers of the top end offensive guys. He's a stud. You have Simon Edvinson. He's a 6'4", you know, 200+ pound defenseman himself. And he's exceptionally good, very physical. He's got great tools, very mobile. And we all know that Swedish defensemen are extremely intelligent. This is a really, really good defenseman. Okay. We're going to be getting two guys. If you pick in the first two rounds, you're most likely going to be picking those two guys. If we pick third, that's where it becomes interesting. That's where it becomes a little bit more fun, because I think it opens up to basically what the team feels is the best player available. You have Brant Clark, an offensive puck moving defenseman. You have Matthew Bernier, who is a centerman that plays on the same team as Owen Power, Michigan. He's exceptionally good. You have Luke Hughes. He's the youngest brother of the Hughes brothers that are playing in the big leagues, one in Vancouver and one in New Jersey. He's a defenseman, 6'2", 180-pound guy. Very, very good player. There's a lot of really good players that are going to be available at number three. But that's more of a roll of the dice of what the scouting staff feels is the best player available.
Don't you think that regardless of the direction of this team, Instigators, by the way, WGR 550 and MSG Draft Lottery tonight, you can catch it at 7 p.m. on NBCSN. And regardless of the direction of the team, whether you keep or trade Jack, Sam, and Risto, does he make the pick, he being Kevin Adams, does he make the pick regardless? I mean, it would be, you know, the highest pick. He's only had one pick. Who'd he pick last year? What was it? Jack Quinn. So we don't know. I mean, he had a decent year in Rod. It was a screwy year to begin with. So, I mean, tough year to kind of gauge, but I mean, didn't disappoint. Right. So you have Jack Quinn and now you have a chance to pick no lower than third. Don't you think he makes that pick no matter what, regardless of what the direction of the team is, Craig? Because I know we talked a little bit before the show, and I said, do you trade the pick and try and get a really good player and add to the team? And you said, depends on the direction of the team. If you're in a rebuild, you make the pick. You know, but I mean, even if you're not in a rebuild, don't you still make that pick?
I would probably still make the pick. And what people need to realize, if the only player that has any chance of playing in the National Hockey League next year is going to be Owen Power, the number one pick overall. And I'm going to tell you this, speaking to Craig Button, who knows these players better than anybody on the planet. That's what he does. This is his passion, are these young players in the draft. He believes that none of the players that are going to be chosen this year will play in the National Hockey League. Now, if the Buffalo Sabres go out and we pick number one overall, Owen Power, I would think that he has a much, 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 much better chance of going back to Michigan, because we already have a 21-year-old Dahlin, a 21-year-old Matias Samuelsson, a 22-year-old Joakim Harju. We already have an extremely young defense corps, and we don't need to push Owen Power into a situation that is already going to be very youthful moving forward. So I would think that whatever pick that we have in this coming draft is going to be going back to their current team where they play now.
But on the other hand too, Ridge, you're talking about the youth you're going to have on the back end, and you don't know the situation of the team. It's a perfect opportunity to play this kid a ton. To possibly
on our team,
yes.
But I like.
Or he, I think, and he may look. He may look at it too. Then go. I'm just throwing this out. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying on the other side, he may say, you know what, Buffalo Sabres, I got a great opportunity of stepping in there and playing next year. Let's do it. I'm giving up the school and I'm coming. If I can make it, I'm there.
Here's the thing. He wouldn't make my team because the reason why is because do not need him now. I would rather him go back to Michigan, try and win an NCAA title, Division I title with Bernier and the Johnson kid. These are two other players, two centermen that are going to be drafted in the top 10. Michigan's going to be an outstanding team. And I would want him to go back to Michigan, be the guy, power play, penalty kill, 25, 27 minutes a night, and just run this guy as a stud and allow him to gain his confidence. Well, he's already got tons of confidence, but allow him to continue to develop as a young man. There's no rush for Owen Power because, quite frankly, I don't think that we have the guys on our team to help mature the kid. Do you understand? Rasmus Dahlin and Joakim Harju and Mattias Samuelsson and Borgen, these guys are all young kids. They're pups. And are they going to take Owen Power under their belt? No, because they got to worry about their own stuff. Is
and you can't bring in the
Cage
one
Thompson, Bjork, Rasmus Asplund, Ruotsalainen. Like, our whole team is going to be, then if we trade Jack, if we trade Sam, we are bringing in even more youth that is going to be elite talented kids, but it's going to be an extremely young and immature team.
Okay, Razor, look at the
just,
young.
Just on that hand, I'm just throwing this out there. Then if that's the situation, Rivs, wouldn't you want to try to get the kid here and let him grow with these guys and develop that chemistry with them as soon as possible?
Well, what happens when...
No, I'm just throwing it
out. What happens when things go awry? What happens when losing becomes second nature because the team's lost so much for so long?
Razor.
You got a good point there. I realized that defense is the hardest position in hockey to play.
And look at the young
guys. And you have to be extremely smart to play there. And you have to be extremely more developed than everybody else, because that's all I hear out of you, how tough it is. That maybe the kid's ready for it. Just saying.
Well, you look at the
young defensemen. I'm saying too that we're gonna have a whole bunch of young defensemen on our team that are trying to establish and gain and move forward in the game. I don't think you need another kid. Like, when I say a kid, he's 18. He's 18 years old. I don't think we need another one of those guys. Owen Power playing on another team.
I know his opinion.
Well, I was just going to say, Razor, look at all the young guys that came in, you know, that I ended up playing with in Buffalo on defense. You played with the guys that mentored them. Like, you had Jeep, you had Zhitnik, you had Schmelik was here. Who else did you have? You had some really unbelievable veteran Shannon. Daryl Shannon was here. You had some good veterans. So, like, Brian Campbell, you know, Henrik Tallinder, you know, Nathan Pache, all these guys came up, but they had all these, you had Spacek also was another guy. You brought in one or two young guys every year on defense, but you had four guys that had played 600-700 games, you know, that had been around long enough. There aren't any guys on that roster here. Colin Miller can't carry the load alone. We got to go to break. When we come back, Riv, quickly hit the draft simulator for me. You got the draft sim ready? We're going to get a first overall pick before we get out of here. And when I come back, I have a treat for everybody. My new favorite hockey analyst. Give you some sound from him. We'll talk a little bit of Leafs, but go ahead, Riv.
Here we go. Draft simulator.
Here we go. Draft sim.
Buttons
come on.
Pressed. Third overall. San Jose first.
Run it again. Second. Again. Nope. I'm going to turn into Herb Brooks here. Nope. Again. No, run it again.
Nope.
Again,
we don't do it multiple times.
We've already done it twice. One more time.
Nope.
It's a special day. It's the lottery day.
Next segment.
Okay,
come back. We'll do one.
My new favorite hockey analyst. Hopefully, he's everybody else's, and we'll run a draft simulator. We'll talk some Leafs.
You know, we've been doing it for 3 days. We haven't hit first overall yet.
Well, I've been doing it privately every night before I go to bed. I've not hit number one once. You know, like, you know. I wasn't going to air that out. I wasn't going to air my private stuff out here.
Stupid button. I have no faith in us picking first overall. Right now, I'm telling everybody out there, we're picking third. So just get it in your head so you're not disappointed.
Plan on it.
I wake up every night. I have to pee every night in the middle of the night. So I wake up every night and go to the bathroom. Last night, Riv, I brought my phone with me. I hate the draft simulator.
Getting irritated with this draft simulator.
We'll be right back. Favorite new analyst? Draft Simulator, and some Leaf Talk. Stick around, Instigators, while Rays with us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Those Toronto Maple Leafs right there are the Dallas Cowboys of the NHL. The Dallas Cowboys of Canada. Just failures on an epic level every year.
That was Stephen A. Smith, and I got to say, he has really started off ESPN's new hockey deal with a bang. I think he's great. He did something else last week where he was talking of, he said, let's do the hockey. Remember that, Riv? I sent that to you.
It was awesome.
It was unbelievable. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Craig, please hit us with a simulator.
All right. I'm going to do this.
Stop when we get first. How's that deal? We stop when we get number one.
Okay. Here we go. Draft simulator button pressed.
Did you reset it first?
Yes.
Okay.
LA is picking number one. Columbus Blue Jackets number two, and Buffalo Sabres are number.
Yeah, correction too, eh? Like we can't ignore the elephant in the room. We've been talking out of our rear ends the last couple of days, Riv. We've been saying the teams can't jump up more than 10 spots. That's not true.
Yeah,
that's not true. That starts next year. That starts next year. So, you know, it's kind of like that Letterman segment, you know your cuts of meat. You know, we got to know what we're talking about. So we were wrong. But we wouldn't be wrong if it was a year from now. So, Razor.
Yes, sir.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
Dubas is going to speak today. People want Marner fired. You know how things are going up there and north of the border up in Toronto. So, give us your thoughts on what happened in Leaf Nation.
But I don't think I'm pointing the finger at the general manager by any means. I don't think I'm pointing it towards their Achilles heel for the last few years, which was their D, goaltending. You know, I'm looking at they are their top guys. I'm looking at coaching a little bit. I don't think he coached the situation very well at times. And I don't think that their big guys obviously came through. What were they, minus 11 or something in the series, scored a couple goals. Just because we put such an emphasis on these guys all season long because they're so great, they're putting up big numbers, you know, they people put them on a pedestal. They're their greatest players. Well, the greatest players come through when they need to come through. and they produce when they have to produce. And these guys, it's too easy now that when you get into a series such as they had, and they use Daniel on Matthews to shut him down. It's too easy now. When you're putting all your eggs in a couple baskets, you eliminate those guys. Like we used to do it, you know, in the playoffs, it would be certain guys' jobs, Dixon Ward and these guys, every time, you know, Yashin and these guys stepped on the ice, bang, you guys are out there, you're all over them. Him and Paxson, they just destroyed them. They just frustrated them. They hit them every time. They prevented them from playing their game. It's too easy in a playoff series to do that. And these guys didn't do enough to get through that. And that's when you start have to question them of their maybe heart and desire. Right? Everybody puts a lot of emphasis on stats, stats, stats. But when it gets into a playoff situation, it comes down to what's inside a lot of times.
Same go for McDavid for you. McDavid and Draisaitl situation in Toronto. They're very similar situations, by the way.
Yeah, but Toronto was surrounded but with much more talent than Draisaitl and McDavid were. You know, Toronto had experience throughout the lineup. They had veterans. They had guys that, you know, could contribute. You know, Edmonton is just more, hey, your top line, let them go and see what you can do. And, you know, they put that on their shoulders. But no, I think that the Toronto situation that they just they didn't come through. And it, for me as a hockey person looking at it, I'm questioning, you know, the desire and the will and the drive that's inside of, say, Matthews, Marner, guys like this that were looked upon and compensated very well to be those guys.
Hey, Riv, isn't it easier? I mean, everyone wants to talk about and you know, you're not going to trade Matthews, so now people want to say they want to trade Marner up there. But, I mean, the question isn't Nylander the easiest scapegoat, even though he was pretty good?
Yeah, before I touch on that, I just wanted to touch on, I honestly believe the hardest teams to play against are the ones that have depth.
Yep.
And when you go and you're going to bag on, there's no question you're going to bag on Auston Matthews and Mitch Marner. You know, Auston Matthews, oh my, watching him in game 7, he is going to have the longest summer ever if he goes to the video room in Toronto and watches himself in game 7. It's going to be a nightmare because it's unbelievable how bad he played, how much he didn't have any emotion. He didn't have nothing. This is game 7. Not good enough. Not good enough for either one of their top players. You win and lose with your top players. But I'll tell you this. Wayne Simmonds had no goals, 1 assist. Pierre Engvall had no goals, 1 assist. Ilya Mikhailov, who is an outstanding hockey player, had no points in the series. How is that possible? How is that possible that these guys are not producing? It's not like they're playing against the best team, the other team's top lines. I believe that sometimes when you have a Mitch Marner, when you have an Auston Matthews, yes, you can put them together and yes, you can have sparks. But I honestly believe that if you start to put those guys on different lines, it makes everybody around those players better. That's why they're so elite. And what Montreal had to do is they had to shut down one line. Everything that they did, their defense pair, their offensive line, all they tried to do is shut down that line. And they did it. And they won a series because of it. So I don't know. Some of these, I think Dubas has done a great job with this team. Like Rob said, you know, the goaltending was solid. The defense core is solid. They have super elite high-end offense. I just think that you got to grow. You got to sometimes lose to get better, okay, and understand what it takes to win. And I think Auston Matthews and Mitch Marner and Willem Nylander and guys like that are going to realize and take this in and understand that you can't take things for granted and they will be better next year. I know it's hard for these players to take and the organization and the fan base, but sometimes you need to lose in order to be able to win. And
if I had one question about Dubas when he put this together, I think he might have went a little overboard with the veteran leadership side of it, and the veteran leadership that he brought in for the amount of game they still had left in them. You know, when you're talking Simmons, Junior Thornton, and Foligno, and Spezza, and you know, these Spez had a good playoff. Yeah, don't get me wrong, but I think when you've got four or five of those guys in your lineup, then you know that's taken away from a little bit of jump that you're in younger guys that you might be able to have in there as well. So, if I was going to be critical on one thing with Dubas, I love the team he put together, but I don't think they needed to, and that could come back on the coaching side too. I don't think you needed those guys all in the lineup all the time.
Interesting, you know? Interesting take here as we talk about the Leafs, and I mentioned Edmonton. It's in the rundown chat here. McGuire, I'm assuming it's Pierre McGuire. I don't know for sure, but someone named McGuire, I think it's Pierre McGuire, on TSN 690 said the two teams that have been built through analytics, and they are both on the outside looking in, the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Edmonton Oilers. Something to, I mean, that's, look, I know people probably think that's a shot at analytics, but I think it's, I think there's something.
It's not, though. It's not. PD, I think you can judge players, you know, through analytics. And I think there's some really good stuff that comes out of it. But I think it comes to a point, too, where there's nothing in analytics that is going to judge that player on, as we get done saying, maybe heart, desire, that willingness to do the little thing that makes a difference in a game. In a lot of cases, as Riv said, it's the understanding of how to do it and you know, the learning of that, too. A lot of these guys, things have come so easy for them over the years. They've never had to learn how to be that player. You know, Austin Matthews might have had to change his game a little bit at some point and, you know, get involved a little more physically and start pounding the front of the net, trying to get that ugly, dirty goal that we talk about all the time to get himself rolling instead of staying on the perimeter, waiting for everybody else to do the dirty work to get it to him to create the chance. So that's the only thing I don't think that analytics can show. Everything else, yeah, and there's a lot of good stuff. And don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here banging on it. But you've got to be able to judge what's inside the player too, and understanding
how far
what he's
going
to do in certain
what
situations.
What he's willing to do.
Willing to do. The distance he's willing to go to do what he has to do to make the difference.
Instigators, WGR 550. Razor, I'll have you answer that question for us after the break. I want to have another conversation. It's not necessarily hockey directly related, but it is because, you know, and I've asked this question for a long time. You know, why do athletes have to speak to the media all the time? I'm not sure if you guys have been following the story in tennis with Naomi Osaka, but she pulled out after being fined because she didn't want to talk to the media because she suffers anxiety and depression. She gets great anxiety before speaking to the media. She was fined by the tennis commission and decided, you know what, screw it, I'm just not going to play. And she pulled out after winning her first match. And I was watching First Take yesterday and they were having this conversation. Why do pro athletes and coaches and everyone need to speak? I'm tired. We'll talk about it at 11. How's that? You know, tired of a lot of it, but we'll get into it more here. And Razor, more disappointing season after the break. Sabres or Leafs, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. More disappointing season, Rob. So I sent out a Twitter poll yesterday. I don't know what was more disappointing, the lack of votes or the Leaf season or the Sabre season, but either way, you got like 1,300 to 1,200 or something votes. 50-50 down the pipe, Rob. 50-50, really? Yeah.
So were they determining votes here?
More disappointing season, Leafs or Sabres? You are the tiebreaker.
I'm going to go with the Leafs, actually. You know, I think in our situation here, you had issues with your players of injuries. You plugged in all the young kids. You got this chance to see what you had. You had a chance to kind of let some of these guys grow together. There's a lot of things that came out of the season other than, you know, where you finished that you could look at as positives. I think in the Leafs situation, they got a lot of big money guys, a lot of guys that they're there. There's a lot of guys that, underachieved, all that kind of thing. Getting to that point, they're built. They finished at the top of the league, second overall in the league this year. And to go up into the first round and to have what happened, that's a much bigger disappointment than what we went through.
They have the excuses, and I think it's
harder for them to fix, because I think that when you're in our situation, you can make these deals, you can move these guys and start building that team. How do you go into Toronto and all of a sudden say, okay, we're going to get rid of Marner, this guy, and we're just going to – all they can do is try to reload and keep going. That's all they can do, and then roll the dice. And in Kevin's situation here, you can start building your group to what you want and move forward.
Speaking of building the group here, did we ever find out or know, or it was rumored that the Sabres were going to talk to Rick Tocchet, correct? He has his second interview with Columbus, New York, and there's one other team. I'm just trying to find it here in the rundown. So he's got a busy week ahead of him here.
Well, he spoke to the Rangers.
I thought they did last week.
Wednesday.
Spoke to the Sabres last week or something.
Yeah, Tocchet spoke on Thursday, and then Tocchet was supposed to speak with Columbus Blue Jackets the day after that. So he's making his rounds. And
he has second interviews with the Rangers, Blue Jackets, and there was one other team. I just can't find it here. Wait. Seattle. Second with Seattle. So that's, we already know it's going to be Don Granato, don't we? If there are potential candidates listening, I hate to break your hearts, but I mean, come on. I kind of just feel like it's going to be Don Granato. All right. Say no
if
more.
It is.
Silence is gold.
Can I ask you a question?
Do you want to do it after the break? Because that's a great cliffhanger.
I'm going to ask it.
Remember the question.
Answer the break.
That's the okay. Okay.
If we were to acquire in this draft lottery the first overall pick, would you trade that pick away to the Seattle Kraken for their 2022 pick?
What?
I would consider it. Yes. I would really consider it.
Really?
Yeah, because they're probably going to finish in the bottom.
Probably? Did you see what Vegas did? They went to the finals.
Yeah, I know, but that.
Next thing you know, it's the 30th.
GMs are going to be very much smarter this time around. I think it's going to be a lot tougher for the Kraken to acquire those pieces, because teams have learned. And
I think the expansion draft and the rules are designed for teams to lose good players so that expansion teams can at least be relevant, so their fan base have a good product to watch when they go on the ice, instead of stinking for the first 5-6 years and building your franchise.
No, I just think the excitement of having that team there for the first year really doesn't matter. They're just going to be happy to see it. Then they start going from there. But
the other hand, it's very bad.
Is I think there's so many teams out there that are in a financial position, cap wise and everything, that they're going to be looking to move some of these guys to the Kraken because it's their only way of getting rid of them. And I think that they can benefit from that.
Are you talking Jeff Skinner? Are you talking Jeff
Skinner? A guy like Jeff Skinner. Hey, you want the pick in Skinner?
The first overall pick? No, you can't do that, guys. Sorry, you can't do that. Why do athletes need to speak draft lottery day? Riv, hit us with a simulator on the way out. Come on. We might do this for an hour straight, ladies and gentlemen.
Draft simulator. Hour. Here we go. Press
until
the button.
We get number one.
And
number three.
We have moved up to number two.
Oh, this is my number two.
New Jersey Devils are picking number one overall, Buffalo Sabres number two, and the Anaheim Ducks number three.
Instigators, we'll be back. Our number two coming up here, WGR 515 MSG. Razor, are you sticking around? That's a yes.
Sure.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.